Garcia, who is the lead guitarist for The Dead, and another man who has been there from the very beginning, the rhythm guitarist, Mr. Bob Weir. Here are Jerry and Weber. I just thanked them both off stage, and I want to do it on camera, for playing acoustic tonight, which means a lack of amplification. Some groups come in here, and we have a small room, as you can see, and they stack the boxes up, the speakers, from floor to ceiling, and they blow us right out of here. You guys were just fantastic and most thoughtful of our little room here tonight, and I really appreciate that.
That's nice, the nice thing about being able to play acoustically.
I beg your pardon?
It's the nice thing about being able to play acoustically. You get a chance to play, you know, an intimate... small situations.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Now, there are times when you guys stack them up. I hear you travel sometimes with 23 to 25 ton of equipment.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
How many people does it take to get it all in and out of the
trucks?
About
20? 18 or 20, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the crews of the big places that we play in. Yeah, you need it in the big
places. It's like the circus.
You were both there at the beginning when it was... something Mother
McCree's Uptown Jug Champions.
Yeah. Did you
a
ever?
Great band.
Damn fine jug band.
Yeah. Still is, I might add, although it's changed a little bit over the years. But did you think when you were starting that it would ever evolve into this mystique that has
Thank
come
you.
To surround the group called the Grateful Dead?
We didn't think when we were starting.
No, we didn't think. Right. Really?
I mean, we really didn't.
Right. Let me ask.
No expectations.
Listen, if there are no straight answers, I'll do the jokes tonight.
No, that's the absolute
Wait
truth.
A second. I got a guy who's burning his hand. Just hand it in here. How did you want your coffee, sir?
Oh, just fine. Well,
how do you like it? Huh?
That's yours. That's,
no. No, this is his. That's yours.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey.
The only kind of plans we ever made were like going to Egypt and playing under the pyramids. Those are the only kind of plans we ever started out with. And we actually got around to it.
It was in 1978.
Yeah, it
wasn't
took us a while.
Wasn't Ken Kesey there that night, and didn't he
Ken
run up
who?
The pyramid?
Yeah,
with
he was there. He was there, yeah.
Did he run up and plant a dead flag on
another
the top?
One George of our Walker. Prankster friends did, yeah. George Walker did. He put a flag up there. Somebody took it, though. Somebody stole it.
Somebody actually...
Remember back in the 60s, when all the parents were afraid that the kinds of music their children were listening to would somehow corrupt them and make them forevermore not worthy of living in the American society? What was going through those people's minds at the time, Brent?
Hard to tell. Phil and I had to make a long speech to Weir's mother back then because Bob was dropping out of high school to play rock and roll, you know? We had to make sure, we had to assure her that everything was going to be okay, you know?
I knew something was fishy. Yeah, I came over to his house for practice one day, and she was walking through the yard trying to sneak off, but I just caught her. She wasn't quite quick enough. And so I said hi, and she said hi, and she quick got in the car and sped off. And then I went into the house, and there were Phil and Garcia sitting there like the cat, the canary. Finish school, Bobby.
Yeah.
Looking at the two of you, I can't believe that you both started together because you look... Forgive me.
Well, I'm older than him.
Oh. I thought maybe you both started out the same age and somehow you'd progressed a little bit more rapidly than the rest of us.
I put more time in the years than you.
If you could hold your music, as they say, up to the light now after 16 years, what changes do you see in what you've done over the years, and how have you managed to be evolutionary and stay current?
I don't think we stayed current.
You don't?
I don't think we ever were current.
Yeah, right. That's probably closer to the truth, yeah. We never were current.
I think we've been sort of singular in our whole endeavor and probably stay that way. I mean, all we try to do is just satisfy our own standards.
And yeah.
They're pretty steep.
Mm-hmm. What about changes within the music itself that you've played? How have you changed?
Well, it changes as we change. I mean, the musicians, over the years, the musicians have all gotten to be better. And our experience with each other has gotten to be greater. And our experience of doing the Grateful Dead music, whatever that is, has gotten to be, there's more time we've put in. So it's something that we're getting to be almost good at. But for us, it keeps opening up in front of us. You know, like, we would never have imagined we'd be playing the music we're playing now 2 years ago or mm-hmm. 5 years ago or whatever. I mean, it keeps opening in front of us. This thing keeps it possible to do it.
May I say to you, without giving away names, because I don't know all the answers, there were some people standing around the floor who said, boy, they're a lot quieter now than they were the last time I heard them. Now, that has something to do with the fact that you're playing acoustics tonight, but also something to do with...
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, but also...
You should have heard it last night.
Big part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We will continue with two more members of the band after these announcements from our sponsors and from the NBC television station. We'll be right back.